really a good time. Like morning, yes, but sometimes, you know, it becomes very difficult in the morning. So, you know, full day life. Morning, evening, any time, like,
What is the question?
Chanting. How do we develop the taste?
How do we develop the taste for the chanting of the holy name of the Lord? Hare Krishna. Today is what date? 30th of March 2012. We are sitting in nurses meeting. And this is the question which has to be asked by every human being. This is the only relevant question one can ask. How can I serve you, my Lord, now, not tomorrow, not yesterday? And one of the services to the Lord is chanting the holy name of the Lord. And this question is more relevant in Kali Yuga than any other yuga. It's another important thing, because in other yugas there are processes like doing fire sacrifice, you know, homa, havan and yagyas, and there is dhyan, you go to jungle and 60,000 years you do meditation. There are many other methods which are also important and active. But in Kali Yuga, as Kali Yuga is progressing, neither we can do any home, havan and yagya perfectly, neither we can go to forest. How many of you can give up your family and job and go to forest right now? Tell me. Anybody? Raise your hands. I'll book ticket for you immediately. No one can do that. No one can leave family and job and duties and attachments in the city here and villages and go to jungle and in the cave and meditation. So that is why in the given situations today in Kali Yuga, there is nothing else but to chant the holy name. In your given job, in your given situation, in your given profession, in your given duties, in your given circumstances, the only thing that remains with you is to chant the holy name. For that you can do, whether you are a householder, that you can do, whether you are a renunciant, that you can do, whether you are a child, that you can do, whether you are a woman or a man, that you can do, whether you are poor or old or rich. That you can do in any circumstances which are different from other situations. So first of all, you have to understand that the question she has asked, but all of you should have that question in mind, then only your life will be successful. If you ask how to make money, how to be successful businessman, how to become successful teacher, how to become successful woman or mother, there are so many things, there are so many how many, how to become. But those all answers of all those questions will only lead you to live a good life here only. What after the end of life? Again back to square one. And next life you will ask how to get best petrol. But petrol will not be available only. Next life you will ask different questions. So they are not changing questions. But in all lifetimes the one common question is there, how to attain the Lord. And that is why how to develop taste for the holy name of the Lord in chanting is very essential. So the first answer comes to my mind is, you have to change your lifestyle. Suppose you have to pass an exam, you have to change your lifestyle. You have to give time to studies, time to sleeping, you have to give compartments, proper timings. You have to change lifestyle. Tomorrow you have to become a best film actress, for example. Suppose you want to become best film actress now. Maybe a character actor, a mother's role you want to do, but you want to become famous like as a mother. Nirupama Roy, for example. You know? Or Sulochana Chavan. Immediately you have to change your lifestyle today. You have to mold your lifestyle in such a way that you can become like that. So similarly, if you want to develop the taste for the holy name, you have to change your lifestyle. Lifestyle means your eating habits, your sleeping habits, your dressing habits, your where you spend time, how you recreate yourself. Everything has to change. So what lifestyle we recommend is, live a lifestyle of sattva guna. Live a lifestyle of mode of goodness, where there is no violence, there is no hurt to others. So you eat sanctified food. You eat food which is causing no harm to others. Then you keep your habits clean. That means we do not associate with men and women out of marriage. We do not do gambling. We don't squander lots of money into many activities. It's not just gambling, you have to go to matka and put your money over there. It's not like that. Even if you think that this property of the Lord I will use this way and that way and this way, it's also gambling only. Because all the property that is given to you by the Lord is supposed to be used in His service. Then it is not gambling. Anywhere else you use it, apart from God's service, it is gambling only, because you don't know what the returns are. You know, when you give it in God's service, returns are always positive and good. So one is eating habits, I said, no violence. One is cleanliness of the heart. There is no illicit activities or relationships in life. There is no gambling. Three, okay, na? And what is? No habits which are binding you. Starting from tea onwards, nothing should bind you. You should have habits which are only nutrition. It's only one habit you should have, that you should need food for the body maintenance. But over and above that, people need smoke, they need tobacco, they need some gutka, they need some alcohol, some other things which are trying to boost their up, life up. So lifestyle means create a lifestyle of purity. Because chanting needs purity, then only taste will come. People say that I'm chanting for so many years and no taste is coming. I'm chanting Jesus Christ's name, Allah's name, and I never get any attraction to chant more. Because I've been told half an hour karo, obviously I'm doing half an hour, but even 31st minute I feel like I should not do it. Because the lifestyle is not very conducive, not very favorable. Now you cannot watch a very dirty movie and then go for studies. What happens? The movie is going on in your mind. You are studying history and geography and civics and medicine and surgery, but the movie is going on in your mind. So you can't watch a very deadly movie, like there was a movie called Ek Dujhe Ke Liye at my young time. And in the end, every audience is crying. So suddenly the hero doesn't die, and then people are crying and coming out of the theater. And suppose you have to go and study for the exam next day. Can you study? No, you're so sad. You go, my God, how to make them alive? I wish they should be alive. So there was a demand from people that the movie should be changed. And the movie was changed. In the next movie, the hero-heroine did not die in the end. And they got married. So people were peaceful. So what I'm telling is, if your way of recreation is like this, you depend on this kind of thing for recreation, it is going to affect your other activities. You can't, making sabji also thing, arre wo mar gaya. Amara naam sa Kamala Hassan mar gaya wo. Prati Agnoti bhi mar gayi hai. Namak dhara dal diya uske andar phir. Mirchi bhi aadha gaya uske andar. Double tail gaya. Kaisa hota hai na? So change of lifestyle favorable to your activity that you need to do is very important. You can't do activities which are unfavorable to your chanting process. That is why you don't watch television, you don't watch movies, we don't watch all any nonsense things. If at all we want to watch some screen, then we will watch some devotional movies or serials or recorded material, video VCD we will put and watch. Or some Yatra ka CD will take out and we will watch that. Why is that? It is favorable to my practice of chanting the holy name. So if you want to develop taste for the chanting of the holy name, please find out from your day what activities are not favorable for your activity of chanting. And you will come to know that this particular activity is not favorable to chanting of the holy name. For example, we are all attached to reading newspapers. Now we are waiting for Lok Sabha to come early morning. Bar bar you open the door and see, aaya kya? Nahi, abhi tak nahi aaya. Aaj late ho gaya. You know, first thing you want to get up and, so you know something? If you get up in the morning, first thing, and you read newspapers, you cannot chant nicely after that. Why is? Because there are news of murders, news of deaths, news of bomb blasts, news of Naxalites, news of politicians stealing money, news of something. This is not a very good news. It's not that you open your newspaper and first thing, headlines is, today Bhagavatam Sapta was conducted at Nalasopara. And 1,000 people attended in the morning. Aisa news aata hai kya? News is always a negative, bad news. Right? Prime Minister couldn't do anything. He was helpless. And then Mayawati made him resign the whole thing. And a new one came and she forced the government. And government was like helpless child, at the mercy of Mayawati. Or the Mamata Banerjee. This is what you read. And what do you think when you take your mala and start chanting? What will come to your mind? How is it going to affect me? Is my railway pass going to increase or decrease? I just booked my ticket, what to do? So it will not be helpful to you. So all the devotees who chant the holy name are advised don't do anything except taking bath and cleaning yourself before chanting. Don't do anything. Don't answer mails. Don't take phone calls. Don't open laptop and start saying something. Just get up, clean yourself and chant Hare Krishna. First thing. Even before you sleep in the night, read things that are favorable for your chanting next morning. So read some story of Krishna or Ram or some holy story before you sleep. So that those thoughts will linger in your mind and when you wake up, it's a very auspicious thing. In our house, we have this speaker. In our house also, same thing is playing there also. So what is our good fortune, you know? When we get up, I must have got a bad dream, suppose. Or something unpleasant has happened in dream and I woke up in that. But the first thing hits my ear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Immediately it hits me. And I am getting up from bed, putting my things aside, for folding my chadar and everything. This is going on in my ear. Then I go to bathroom, same thing is going on in my ear. So it is helping me now to prepare myself to chant the holy name nicely. Or if I get up and I hear, you know, E dosti hum nahi chodenge. Suppose I get up and start hearing this, immediately my mind will go to 1975, Shole, B.R. Sippy, Amitabh Bachchan, Sanjeev Kumar, Amjad Khan. Immediately my mind will go. But when I get up and hear the holy name, immediately my mind is going towards that direction. This is what is important. So what I mean to say, make your other life, other day of the life, conducive to the holy name of chanting. Then you'll get the answer. Automatically your chanting will become very good. You can't do contrast things. What do you tell your child? Are you abhyas karayacha na, pariksha hai na, picture kya baktos? Why you say like this? Because watching movie is exactly opposite to the purpose of studying his exam. So you don't want him to do opposite things. And then you want to meet him, you want him to meet those boys who are going for studies. You don't want him to meet those boys who are now going to play, who are free from exams. Now, kya bolenge usko? Don't meet those boys, huh? You go with these boys. Why? Because you don't want him to do opposite activities. You are doing all these things in life yourself also. Same things you apply to the chanting of the holy name. Then you will come to. Do not do activities in life which are exactly opposite to your purpose of life. That is saintly life. Saintly life is not that you have to change your dress, wear bhagwa and go to Himalayas. And saintly life is here also possible. Within your life also, saintly life is possible. Now Rupali is getting married. The saintliness can come in marriage also. You keep God in the center of marriage. Marriage is saintly. Marriage is divine. You keep only enjoyment in life as center in marriage, then marriage is not divine. You eat food. Okay? You eat for your food for your own enjoyment. It's not divine. But you eat food in the name of the Lord. You know, the day I went for baptization of Dr. Priya's daughter, they got so many things and they offered to the Lord. Isn't that right? They got so many things, fruits they got some juices and everything. And they kept there and they offered to the Jesus. Jesus, oh my Lord, please accept our offerings. So when you eat food, if you eat in the name of God and sacrifice, oh my Lord, thank you very much. This is for your offering. I will accept it after offering it to you. It becomes divine. So is any activity good or bad? No. What you do it for becomes good or bad. I'm wearing clothes. I'm wearing clothes to show how beautiful I am. So I'm trying to accordingly dress myself. Or I want to dress myself in such a way that it reminds you all of God. I put tilak and I want to keep my thing simple there. As soon as you see me, you should know that he is man of God. Maybe some temple, some church, some he is attached to that. Immediately. So, dressing is good or bad? No. For what you dress, it is deciding what is good or bad. Your dressing is only meant to show your body parts to others. Then it is very bad. Your dressing is meant to remind everybody else of God. Then it is very good. So, like that. Foremost activity you should do, you change your lifestyle, which is favorable to your process of chanting. One. Is there enough discussion on this point? Are there any questions on this point?
The question is the same only. While doing chanting,
okay,
some thoughts come.
Okay.
Concentrate on that.
Okay. So number two is When you sit for chanting, sit in the place again which is favorable for chanting. Don't sit in the place which is kitchen or which is bedroom. What activity do you do there? You sleep or you eat there. So naturally, your thoughts of sleeping or eating will come in that, in your mind, if you're in that place. Rana. If even if you are fresh, na, and you sit in the bedroom, you feel like, so jaun kya? Immediately the bed will tell you, please sleep, please sleep. Bed will tell you in the mind, please sleep. So you go to a place where it is meant for the holy activities. That's why we go to temple, or we should go to church, or we go to mosque, where it's a place of prayer. Even if you are sleepy there, you feel like praying because it's a place meant for prayer only. There's no disco dance there in the mosque. Nobody does organize disco dance in the mosque. They only go to do namaz there. So as soon as you go to a favorable place, immediately the thoughts of that activity comes to your mind. So let's read something, or let's pray, or let's kneel down, you know, like that. So choose a place which is favorable. Second thing, don't choose a time which is meant for sleeping or meant for doing money earning activity or something else, you know, which is not the prayer. So what is that? We choose best time is morning time. Although no time is bad for chanting, we are not ready for that time. That's why it becomes bad or good. Otherwise, all time is good for chanting. But because our body is like, you know, night time sleepiness, the daytime working and making money, morning is very peaceful. For our sake, we choose morning. Otherwise, no time is bad for chanting. In Kali Yuga, na, all times are best for chanting. When just middle of the night, 3 o'clock, get up, na, start immediately chanting the name of the Lord. Go to bathroom, drink water, sleep. But immediately 3 o'clock also, you get up in the morning, 2 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, bad dream, good dream, get up, chant the holy name. So it is not bad. And then even if you do that and you sit down and bad thoughts start coming to you, or not always bad thoughts, other thoughts start coming, distracting you, just get up and walk for a while and again sit down. If thoughts come to your mind and they drag you and they take you to America in the mind, and you don't change the position, na, then you will further from there keep traveling in the mind. So you have to be very vigilant. If thoughts come to your mind, just get up, do some deep breathing and sit down again and chant. See, it's like you and the mind. Okay? You want the mind to chant and the mind wants to think and wander. So there's a, what Tukaram Maharaj says, Divasa Ratra Amara Yuddha Se Prasanga. From within and without, always you are fighting. The mind is telling you, do this, think about this. This is a good time. You are only free at this time. Whole day you are busy. What about that share? You are not thought about that share. What about that investment? You are not thought about it. You don't get time in the daytime. Now you are sitting peacefully. Think about that. Make a decision. So it is distracting you. You want to chant Hare Krishna. You want to say Mary's name, Jesus' name. And mind is telling you, think about that investment, which you have not done until now. 31st March is coming closer. The whole day you are busy in lecturing and in meetings and this. When you will give time to this? So 2 hours you are getting in the morning. Think about it. So you say, shut up the mind. You say, chant the holy name. This is the time not to think about the worldly activities. There's a time for that. Plan for it and do it afterwards. This is the time allocated to chant the holy name of the Lord. And nothing should come in between. When you give time to eating, does anything come in between? No, you only eat. When time comes to sleep, do you say anything else? No, immediately go to bed. So why you divide the time of chanting with many things in life? So you have to talk to the mind. You rascal mind, shut up. Listen to the holy name and chant. So for that, get up, take deep breathing, change your thought process. You know, immediately change your thought process. Sit down again, chant again. This is what we do. Even after 50 years of chanting practice, at 51st year, you will have the same problem. And you have to do the same solutions every time. Till you die, you have to do it. Never a time will come, you will feel that now I have perfected my chanting. Now it is so good. Nothing disturbs me. As long as you are in the material world, things will disturb you. And what circumstances will change. But you chant the same holy name wherever you go. You go to picnic with your husband in the vacation in the month of May. You are in Lonavala somewhere, you know, and you chant. You are in the office, you come every day, you are on duty now, again you are in Bombay, somewhere you are working. Somewhere you go to marriage somewhere, and there you are in some other place, you chant the same holy name. Circumstances will change, but you have to keep chanting the same name every day. And someday exams will come, Someday pregnancy will come, someday child will be born, someday you get married and go to in-law's house, someday you are in mother's house, someday you are not well. The conditions will keep changing. But you have to keep chanting the same name with same zeal and same intensity till the end of your life. You have to convince the Lord, we want to chant your holy name. Then Lord will assist you. You may not be able to still be successful. But what will happen is, when you will do everyday effort like this, struggling, then the Lord will say, she wants it. I will give it to her. And one day consolation will come automatically to you. That time you should not feel proud. See, I worked hard for it. No. The Lord has given his mercy to you. Okay, now I am convinced that you want it. Take it. As a child cries and cries and cries, Mama, I want laptop, I want laptop, I want laptop. And the mother will not listen to it. After 1 year, daily he is asking, Mommy, I want laptop, I will use it like this, like this, like this. So is it because of crying Mommy is giving? The day Mommy is convinced that now he will use it nicely, she will give. So is it by child's crying the Mommy is giving? No. The child is crying and convincing the mother that now you should give me. When the mother is convinced, she will give. Even after child cries 2 years, still Mommy will say, I will not want to give you. Still she will not give you. So what I want to try and tell you, it is mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of the Lord, when you convince the Lord, I want your holy name, then the holy name attention will come to you. It's like that. It's like you may say, I don't know how my mother-in-law makes that sambar, you know, I want to learn that. And you say that and you give it up. Don't do anything about it. Will ever you will make that sambar like that, like mother-in-law states, nothing will come. No. After saying that, you will go to her again and again, list it with her, what she puts, how much she roasts it, how much she grinds it, how she does it, how much she puts items, and you'll practice and practice and practice, and it will happen one day. And maybe you are too much interested in asking her, then one day she will reveal the secret to you. Actually, I put this, you know, in that. Mama, you never told me all these days. I was looking how much interested you are. She'll tell everything to you, and you'll keep doing that, and still the test is not coming. Please tell me what happens. Then one day when she's happy with you, she'll tell you, actually I do this, you know. Oh, you never told me that. That is mercy, no, ultimately. Yes, sir. So your desire to chant the holy name has to be joined, has to be assisted by your lifestyle, by your actions that you do. I want to stand first in the school, and you never open the book. Can you stand first in the school? No. Your saying that, I want to stand first in the school, has to be coupled up with the action of hard work and hard study. Then one day, you may stand first. So you can't just desire, you have to act upon it the way you desire. That's right. And another thing is, you write down few steps. I'll tell you. First step is faith. Second step is association of saintly people. Third step is practice of devotional activities. Fourth step is relief from bad habits. And fifth step is firm, unshakable faith. And sixth step is taste. Fifth step is unshakable firm faith. And sixth step is taste. And there are two more steps, I'll tell now only. Sixth step is attachment. Seventh step is attachment. Okay. Seventh is attachment. Eighth is mellow. M-E-L-L-O. Bhav, you can say. Bhava. And ninth step is love. Now, where is taste coming? After fifth, that is firm faith. Before that, what is coming? Relief from bad habits. Before that, what comes? Devotional activities. Before that, what comes? of saintly people, right? Now see, if you want to develop taste, you have to follow all these steps. Then only taste will come. Taste is not a mechanical event, please understand. Taste is a very systematic and scientific event. If you want to develop taste for something, it has to come like this only. So with little faith, okay, you have heard somewhere here and there, you have got some faith. With some faith, you meet with saintly people and listen to them, what they are saying. Then in the company of the saintly people, you learn to do activities of devotion, one of which is chanting. In the company of saintly people, you learn, okay, festival is being organized, so you will make some flower garland, you will cook something, you will do some decoration, you will do some rangoli, some songs you will sing there, you will make some dance there. These are activities which involve you devotionally. We are not doing a disco dance here on Janmashtami, yeah? We are doing some holy dance, some holy song. So in the company of saintly people, you learn to do devotional activities. By doing so regularly, not sometimes once in a blue moon, on full moon night, no. Regularly you have to do all those activities. Then what will happen by doing this activity regularly? You will be relieved of bad activities, bad habits, anger, lust, greed, envy. You will be relieved of those things. Then when these bad habits and bad conditionings and bad nature of ours is cleansed, then that komal shraddha will be transformed into firm, unshakable faith. And with that unshakable faith, you do the same activities. We were doing it weak faith, little faith. And now because you are cleansed of all these bad habits and vikaras. Vikara means anger, lust, envy. You are getting freed from those things. Gradually you know, I don't get so much angry now. I am not so much hankering for those worldly things which I wanted before. I am not after this position or fame. I am not after these sex activities. Or I am little now free from all these attachments. Then you get purified, it is called as. When you get purified, then your faith turns into firm faith. And when you will do chanting of the holy name with that kind of unshakable firm faith, then test will come. And still don't give up after you develop taste. When you develop taste, you continue doing the same things. And what will happen? You will be attached to that activity, what you are doing. You will develop asakti. For the same activity which you have developed taste for, you also be attached to. And then, what is bhava? Then the crude form of love will develop for the Lord. And that crude form of love, bhava, will turn into love, or is pure love. So now you will not be only attached. You will love the holy name. You will fall in love with the holy name. This is a further stage. But right now we all are struggling with distractions during chanting. A lot of distractions are coming. So when you should do get distraction like this, sometimes come and chant with the devotees. When the devotees, wherever they are chanting in the morning, sometimes holidays, there you have time, come and sit with them and practice chanting with them. Then you will come to know, wow, this is wonderful. I am doing alone at home and I am getting distracted. When I am with people, chanting 10 people together, I am not getting distracted. So what we do in our counseling group, you know, we are always waiting for a holiday to come. What we do in a holiday? All of us come together and chant for 4 hours, not for 2 hours. Daily we chant 2 hours. On the day of holiday, whenever it is, maybe first is a Ram Navami, so holy day and also holiday. So on that day we are going to come together and chant 4 hours from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Instead of 16, we'll chant 32 rounds. You can participate. You are welcome. It's not that you have to be only from that group. You can join us and chant. There's no rule for chanting. You can come and chant with us. Maybe half an hour you can chant with us, 1 hour you can chant with us, not maybe 4 hours. But you chant with us, you'll understand the taste, how it comes, what experience is there. And then you'll hanker, when again is going to happen, let me know, huh? I want to join again. Because now you have got the experience. That is why, that is what the association is meant for. To give you an experience. So that you know exactly what we are talking, is not just talking, there is some experience there. That's why we are talking. It becomes a practical experience rather than just giving good lecture to you. How does it help you? Haan, Dr. Sanwar kitna achha bolte hain. But how does it make difference to your life? If it's not helping you in practice of life, it's useless. So we are inviting you, come for practice also. If I give a lecture here, how to do a good batting, you know, and I show films to you and I talk nicely, how to hold a bat, how to hit it, how to square drive, what is late cut, what is hook. And you don't never go to garden, you know, never go to Maidan to play and hold a bat yourself. What is the use of that lecture? The lecture is all about practicals only. Suppose nursing school only has classroom and there is no ward posting. Never. Only in the classroom you go, listen, and one day give exam and become a nurse. No, what you talk in the morning in the lectures, they have to go to the ward and practice how to take a needle, how to hold, how to put IV and how to put oxygen, what is concentration, what are the practical difficulties, OT, how to change, what to do, what are the norms in OT to follow, asepsis. You can't just talk in theory only all the time. You have to go to sometime field and practice those things. Then you will say, oh, she is very good at taking IV. Oh, she is very good at taking baby's IVs. It doesn't come by theory. You have to work on the field, hold the hand of the patient and needle and prick it and see what happens exactly. How do you feel when you get a proper insight in the vein? So devotional life is only 5-10% talking. Rest all is practicing sadhana. And what we like to do? We like to only hear. When it comes to practice, a time nahi mil raha hai. We are not having time. I'm very busy, you know. When to do all these things? Devotional life is 90% practice. Only 5% we hear to get inspired to practice. Rest all is practice. If you sweat now, you will be successful. If you don't sweat, then you will not be successful. And that is why one of the favorable situations which come in our life is the holy festivals. Why they come in life? They give a boost to you to chant the holy name. So Ram Navami is coming, chalo, theek hai. Janmashtami is coming, you know. Christmas is coming, you know. Eid is coming. What do they do on that day? They have a lot of fun. But the main essence on that day is prayer. They all will go to church, all will go to mosque, all will spend some time in prayer that day. Right? The 24th December evening, what? Okay, next day they have a lot of parties and planned karke rakha hai. But 24th evening, everybody is planning to go to church for the night mass. Eid is coming. Everybody is planning to go to the mosque for that specific namaz, salah, that they have to listen to the rakat of the Lord. And then they will have fun, embrace each other, dress up nicely, dance and everything. But essential aspect or you all come together that day and pray. Spend some time in prayer and listening to the God's message. So what do we do on Ram Navami? Same thing. We come together and first chant the holy name of the Lord and then listen to Lord Ram's stories. What Lord Ram has done. What is his message for us? We want to hear. And then we will eat sweets and, you know, we'll go to fun and have make Lord Ramchandra's Ram Navami sweet and have nice dinner, call relatives and all. There's a fun part of it. But Ram Navami is going to be successful, Christmas is going to be successful, not because of the eating that you do on that day. It will become successful by the prayer of that day that you do. You want to listen what Lord Ram did. You have to listen on Christmas Day, what Lord Jesus Christ did, what He wanted to follow, us, what He wanted us to follow. Then that Christmas and Eid and Ram Navami is successful. Otherwise, not successful. So all these, what Thakur Bhaktivinoda is saying in one nice poem, he says, all these things are favorable for my bhakti. That's why I do all these things. And he has given a list of things which are favorable for bhakti. He says, putting water to tulsi every day is very favorable. Serving a pure devotee, a saintly personality is very favorable. Reading scriptures is very favorable. Visiting holy places and listening to the stories of holy places is very favorable. Fasting on Ekadashi is very favorable. He has said, Madhavatiti Bhakate Janani. Madhavatiti means Ekadashi, holy days, you know. He has given list. Serving a pure devotee is also a very holy activity. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioned in the list, which means scriptures. In our context it is Bhagavatam, in your context it is Bible, in other context it is Quran. Reading from holy scriptures is very favorable for devotional activities. So all these are important. And we do all those things whenever possible. And help our chanting of the holy name. So So don't we do, we go to holy places for once in a year, pilgrimage, worship Tulsi, we visit the temple, see the Lord, visit, go to church, see the Lord, offer prayers to Him with everybody else. There is a Jamaat in the mosque, there is Mass in the church, there is Mangalarti in temple. You have to go and participate in those activities to increase your love for the holy name of the Lord. But there you go and learn all those things only, na? You don't learn to how to sing a filmy song there, no? You go to learn only how to chant, how to recite prayers, how to attend ceremonies, how to take the holy darshan of the Lord. This is what we learn there. So we go there. You say, I love the Lord. But you never go to see Him. You only go to see your very other things. Then how can I believe that you love the Lord? If I love you, then I have to visit you, talk to you, be with you, have a relationship with you. I can't just say, I love you, but I never meet you. No, it's not that you have to meet you for expressing my love. No, otherwise, how will I believe that you love me? Yeah, I'll believe only when you will remember my birthday, my anniversary, my child's birthday, and you find occasions to come and meet me, you give some gifts, I give you some gifts, you eat with me, I eat with you, I travel with you, I share my experience with you. So I love you. It's a proof that I love you. Otherwise, I just say I love you, but I don't never meet you. Never make a phone call to you also. Whether you are sad or happy, I never make a phone call to you. And I say I love you. What is the meaning of that love? So here when I say that I am going to chant the holy name of the Lord, I have to prove by my activities that I want to chant the holy name. I have to see you doing those things which are favorable. Then I will say, yes, you are making an effort. And then some tips can be given to you. But I see that you are asking, but you don't make no efforts. Then no tips can be given to you. Because there is no step beginning from your side. So how tips can be given to you? When the cyclist is on the road cycling, and the master is watching, he is cycling. He will take a cycle, go behind him and show the tips to him. You do like this. On the job, he will tell him. Then immediately he will pick up what he is telling. He can't tell in the house, on the lecture. He do like this. How will he learn? He is on the road, that time he will learn. Exactly. So devotional life is like that. So few words about Lord Ramchandra, as you already asked him. Lord Ramchandra appeared on this earth to destroy the demon Ravana. That's the purpose of his life actually. At the same time, he appeared in this world to establish idealism. Ideal brother, ideal son, ideal husband, ideal father, ideal king, ideal everybody, everything ideal. He was there to teach that. So all morality, all conduct, all behavior, everything he has established. He is called as Maryada Purushottam. He has practiced every maryada, every rule and regulation, every ideal situation perfectly. And it's not tough. It's not easy. It's very tough. To become an ideal king, he had to do so many things which are painful. He had to give up his wife and say, my kingdom of people are not talking to me, talking good about my conduct. So for idealism, he had to leave it. My father said, you have to go to forest. So he went. Previous day becoming king, next day go to forest. He's ready. So becoming ideal is not easy in this world. But he has shown the path how to become ideal. So Lord has himself come down to show us how to become ideal human beings. At the same time, Sita was stolen. So as an ideal husband, he exemplified that one should go to any extent to protect one's wife. That's the reason. He went all the way, and he had to destroy the full army, full family members of Ravana, not only one. To any extent, if that is required to save my wife, he killed everybody. If protecting his wife, Ravana said, okay, I'm sorry, I give my wife back, he wouldn't have killed him. But he did not agree, So he said, to protect her and to save her, I'll do everything. He did everything what is necessary. And that much courage and strength one must have. We can't say, I will do everything, I don't have any strength only. Lord Ramchandra's character is so ideal, He is so ideal. Who can give up? Tell me, tomorrow you are becoming king, Everything is ready, all preparations, everything is ready. Tomorrow in the morning you are going to be coronated as a king. And your father tells you, because of his other wife, that you have to go to forest. And how he answers, you know, is that all that you are asking? Why are you so upset? You should order me. I didn't just throw a dialogue on his mother, no, stepmother, just to impress her. And then he cried at home, oh, I have to go tomorrow to forest. I would love to be a king, but what to do? No, he meant what he said. He said, that's all is upsetting you. You are wearing black dress, you are going to sulky chambers, you are in Kurok Bhavan, you are sitting, my father is upset, you are upset. For this thing, for me to go to forest and to your son to become king, you should have told me. I would have immediately obeyed your instruction. Okay, right now we change our plan. Went, changed his dress, came back in saffron dress. Said, I'm ready to go. They just couldn't believe it, are we thought he'll fight with us, he'll cry, he'll UN cry, 1-2 days we'll go in that, in discussing how, you know, like, you can expect, na? You are suddenly, you know, becoming king, suddenly you are told to go to forest. It's not just like, you know, changing sari in the evening, you know. It's not so easy. Like you change from yellow to green sari, that's all my request is. It's not like that. Yes, you are a king and you are a forest man next day. So they are expecting big fights and hues and cries and discussions. He said, hey, ready to go. And he not only kept the same thing in mind, for 14 years he was in the same mood. In fact, father sent somebody, change his mind, okay, I take back my words, and mother has changed her words, please come back. He said, no, it will be very defaming to you. Your name and fame will get destroyed if your son doesn't follow your instruction. So father died. He just couldn't live anymore. Okay, what kind of father I am, you know. Because of one wife's words, I destroyed my son's career as a king. So he died. So the all three widows came. And the mother who already said, ki, my son should become king, he should go to forest. She also came and told, ki, no, no, please come. When the son for whom she fought, he should become king. There also came, Bharat also came. No, I never wanted, I don't know what happened to my mother. I have given up her as my mother. I want to quit her as my mother. Please come back. He said, no, my father, I gave my word to my father. So everybody went back. Full entourage had come. You know, they had brought all the yagya ceremony material also in the forest. Here only we want to make yagya and make you king. Not back, go back. इधर से इधर ही आपको राजा बना के लेके जाएंगे. इतना सब तैयारी में आए थे वो. And poor Bharat, you know, had to drop all the yagya material in the well. It's called Bharat Koop. There's a well there in the forest of Dandakaranya. In the forest of Chitrakoot. Bharat Koop is there. Bharat Koop. I have taken darshan of that. Where, out of frustration, Bharat put everything in the well. All the malas and crown of king and all the yagya ceremony ka material, everything he dumped in the well. And he said, now I also will not become a king. I will stay out of the countryside, in the village, in the hut. I will wear the same clothes as you are wearing in the forest. I will wear no chappals. I will put your chappals on the throne and worship the chappal and serve the whole kingdom as a mendicant. Sadhu bankar raja ki seva karunga. 14 years. And he says, one day also you come late now from forest, I'll commit suicide. So ideal brothers, just see how the people are. Today aisa hoga kya? He'll wait, yaar. Wait. Let him go. My elder brother should go. Now all money will come to me, all property will come to me. I'll accept everything, you know. Good, you don't come back. I will be only the master. Huh? This is the today's situation. And look at Bharat's character. What was his fault? He had gone to uncle's house and he didn't know anything. And he was so happy that his brother is becoming king. On his name, his mother is making politics. I want him to become king. So it appeared that as if his conspiracy, you know, he had planned that. And he had gone to his uncle's house, he was planning ki aisa aisa karenge, to phir main aaunga raja banne ke liye. He didn't know anything. And he comes back and sees father is crying. Other mothers are crying. My mother is very happy. Other two mothers are crying. Whole kingdom is coming in the city. Whole kingdom is crying. I said, what's happening? Why they are crying? And nobody talking also. No one had guts to reveal the news to him. So nobody told him on the way also. Then he came home and saw father crying, mother crying, everybody is crying. What happened? Tell me what is happening. The mother is coming very happily. You know something, what I did for you? I sent that Ram in the forest. It was the only hurdle on your way of progress. So I have intelligently thrown him out of your way. Now he has gone to forest, and my dear son Bharat, you are going to become king. And she thought that he will become very happy. My mother, my loving mother, how you understand all this thing, how I am going to be happy. He said, you rascal mother, you are not a mother, you are an enemy of mine. I hate you. He said, what? I did this for you, to make you happy and king. He said, I am not going to become happy like this. I will die, I will give my life and commit suicide. So she said, Adil, she said, your mind is spoiled by somebody. Who is that somebody? So that lady, Mantra. So kill her, first thing. She spoiled your mind. Everybody is repenting. So Bharat did not say, achha moka hai. Jungle mein ja chuka hai. Koi problem nahi. Everything is fine. I say, I can become king and enjoy the kingdom. When else I'll become kingdom? Again he'll come back, so I have to empty my throne. Ban lo abhi. Le, mujha kar lo. He's not doing like that. Because I told you last time, na, whatever is other's property is like a stone or a kachra for a knowledgeable man. A man who is knowledgeable, who is jnani, for him other's property is like matti. So becoming king was not his property, but Lord Ramchandra's property. So he says, it's not my qualification to become king. So I can't become king. It is his right to become king. And I can't usurp his right. I can never be happy. So he is an ideal brother. And Dasharath, he had to keep his word. So his wife, you know, what happened to the story, you know that story? What she did was, Mantra told, you foolish Kaikeyi, you don't know. Your son will be ruined like this. Do something for him. Do you remember? Your husband had given you two boons. At that time when you're in the battlefield, he was injured and you saved him, you nursed him, and he was all right and he was saved. He had given two boons to you and you said, I'll ask you at the right time. This is the time to ask those two boons. Ask those two boons right now. So Kaikeyi is innocent. He's saying, what I should ask? He said, you foolish Kaikeyi, you don't understand anything. What you should ask is, ask Lord Ramchandra to be banished to forest. One, tick. Second, tick, make my son king. Then that Kausalya will not be Rajmata. You will become Rajmata. You will become the mother of the king, queen. And all glories you will get. He said, this is very good. Now how should I do it now? This is called as bad association. I talked about good association, na? She doesn't know. She is innocent. She is learning everything in bad associations. So first, what to do? She learned. Now how to do? Zilling. Do something. Change your dress. Wear black sari and go to Krodh Bhavan. There is something called a sulky chamber. That means there only you express your anger. Go there, lie down on the ground. Then your husband will come to you, ask, what happened, my dear queen? So you don't look at him. Again he will come and ask, my dear queen, tell me what I can do for you. Again you don't look at him. And then he will become really this thing. That time you say, remember two boons you have given me? So he will say, yes, yes, I remember. What do you want? Tell me. I'll give my life to you. That time you tell him. Number one and number two. So she learned everything. She went. Now she heard. And she went and practiced what she was told. She changed her dress, removed all the ornaments, wear black sari, and slept on the ground, crying. And the king came. My dear Kaikeyi, what happened? My beautiful queen, why are you upset? What can I do for you? Shall I give my life for you? She said, don't give your life to me. Give me two boons. See, cunningness, na? Cunningness is like this. What is the word in Marathi, cunning? Dushtaman. Dushtata ashi asti. So the king became helpless because he had given promise to her, as Kshatriya, I will give you two boons. So he had to give her boons. So she made him, he fainted immediately when he heard this. These are two boons I want. He said, why didn't you die before uttering these boons? I should have died. You should also die before even talking about this like this. A son like Lord Ram, the whole world is praising him for his good qualities. He has to become queen, king. Instead, you want to send him to forest. At least you could have said that you know, keep him here only and keep my son king. You are saying he should go to forest, walk on the stone without footwear, eat roots and herbs, live under a different tree every day, not even live in one place, one, if you like a river, like a tree, stay there only. No, keep changing. Don't take any ornaments with you, don't take any weapons with you, no security with you, no soft cushions for sleeping and sitting, only walking, walking and walking, barefooting. Give up all the glories of kingdom. So painful it is. So just even thinking of this only, Dasharatha died. But Lord Ramchandra is so happy and peaceful. He says, if it pleases you, my dear mother, I will do it. Why are you crying? Why are you so upset? Be happy. I will go to forest. This is sacrifice. To keep the glory of his father, the glory of the word of his father, I am so impressed. I am so scratched, touched. Instantly was ready to go to forest. It's not a second thought also. He didn't say, what a bad luck here. I was going to become king, you know. Why my mother did like this? I mean the stepmother. He had no grudge about anybody in mind. He didn't say, ki, my bad stepmother, you know, such a bad lady she was. Because of her, my wife, my brother, myself are in forest today. He never ever thought like this also. Even if he would have thought like this also, it was justified because he was under injustice. Nobody would say, what Ram, you think like this? This is right because you are in the forest because of her. But he never ever thought like that. In fact, when Bharat came in the forest and started telling, my mother is a rascal, she is a stupid lady, I renounce her as my mother, I give up as my mother. He said, Bharat, don't speak like this. She is your worshipable mother. She has given birth to you. You can't speak like this about your mother. You should worship her. Say forgiveness from her. Take forgiveness. I still worship her, even if you think she is not worshipable. I still worship her. What to speak of you? She is your mother. And I have no grudge against her. But you see, I have against her. She has put you, my dear brother, in forest. So no, you should not say like this. That kind of qualities Lord Ram had. Can you imagine? We can only dream of those qualities now. Today we are just only dream. World is going exactly opposite direction. But Lord Ram's example and his teachings are even today applicable. Don't think they are applicable only in Dwapar Yuga and in Truta Yuga. Today the times have changed, you know. Ram Raj is no more there. No. You can still adopt these qualities. At least what you can do is look after your parents well when they are old. If not going to forest. At least when your parents are with you, you know, take care of them. Let the whole world neglect them. But you can do what you can do. The Lord will give blessing to you. The Lord will give helping hand to you. Today's world, you know, in my family also we are looking, everybody is thinking, who will take care of mother? Can you take care? Can you take care? It's too much for me to take care. Everybody is thinking like that. Everybody is calculating. If she comes to my house, then how will I go to our parties? Who will look after her when I go out? Who will spend that much money? Who will we pay the medical bills and who will take the responsibility? So can you take this, trying to transfer the burden, you know? This is today's world. Forgetting that we are going to become old one day and people will think about us all the same way. Today I am most wanted. I want to, my daughter is looking after me, I am looking after her and I am most wanted and I will become useless one day as an old man. My daughter will say, Papa, you are so boring person, you know. Constantly you are meddling in our affairs, you know. Can't you just keep quiet, Papa? Let us live our life, no? I will have to hear that one day. I will become unwanted, I know, like that. But today if I take care of my mother and my father nicely, God is watching that. And tomorrow I will get a respectful life, then I will become old and useless. Why we give place to some old lady in the train, thinking that my mother will come one day in the train, I am not in train, somebody will give her place to sit. So I am giving somebody's mother a place to sit down when I am travelling. So you always think like that. Someday I will go in that situation, you know. What if I can help, you know, it's nothing big for me, if I can help nicely, it's okay, it's good. Lord is watching me. So at least we should learn from Lord Ram like that. how caring he was, how loving he was, how sacrificing he was. He was not thinking about his selfish satisfaction, he was thinking of others. And happily he took whatever was his destiny, happily he accepted. And that too he served the humanity. He killed the demon Ravan. Then it is explained in scriptures that it was all demigod's plan to send him to forest. Because if he was happy becoming a king, who will kill Ravan? How Ramayan will happen? So they actually, demigods, went and spoiled the mind of Mantra to make that crooked plan. That was the only way. There's no other way to put Ram in the forest. So it was all demigod's plan. They wanted Ravana to be killed. Otherwise, Ravana will be killed. What is the reason for killing Ravana? There's no reason only. But when they went forest, then Ravana liked Sita. He wanted to marry her. So he lifted her and took her away. It was a reason to fight. So it's all divine purpose of the Lord. And Sita also, she said, I'm so impressed with that, you know. Lord Ram said, why are you coming to forest? My father has told me to go to forest, not you. You have not even put your foot down on the ground in your father's kingdom. In Janak Raja's kingdom, you are a queen, princess, you know. You never stepped down on the ground with bare foot. You always walked on the soft galicha. What do you call it? Soft, carpets. And you know what a jungle means? You have to walk barefoot on the stone and pebbles and thorns. No, you don't come. So she's listening. She said, can I say something now? She said, in my father's kingdom, when I got married with you, I took a vow that in happiness and sorrow I'll live with you. I've taken a vow in front of fire in my father's kingdom that I will be with you in happiness and sorrow. Now the sorrow has come, so I should quit you and stay in the mahal, in the palace, and you will go in the jungle. I don't want to let my father down by misbehaving at this time. If you are in the forest, I'm in the forest. If you are in the kingdom, I'm in the kingdom with you. If you are eating herbs and roots, I'll eat herbs and roots. Otherwise, my life is useless. How can I live here in palace, enjoying the palatial comforts when you are walking in the forest? So I have to come. Actually, Ramchandra was testing her. Then she is convinced him. So you come. Then turn comes Bharat. Lakshman turns. Lakshman said, I'm also going with you. He said, why are you coming? You're supposed to be looking after my mother in my absence. He said, I will give up my life if I'm not with you. So he also went. Whoever proved their faith, you know, and attachment, they were with him. And they all accepted life of forest. Such a hardship. So love means sacrifice. Love doesn't mean only when you're enjoying, I'll come to enjoy with you. When there are good times, I'll come to celebrate with you. Love means, I may not come with you when you're celebrating. Love means when you're suffering, I'll come to help you. I'll be with you to share your miseries, share your pain. That is love. And that is long lasting. Your marriage party and your anniversary party and birthday party, many people will come. But in that party, you cannot actually diagnose who's your good friend. You cannot say, all are my good friends. All those who are today my birthday party, all love me, I love them, and I am my good friends. You can't say that. Let you fall sick sometimes. Then whoever comes, you can swear and say, this is the people I love, and they love me. So Lord Ramchandra and his life, you can immediately understand who loves whom, at what time. So Prabhu Ramchandra ki jai. So we celebrate his appearance not because we get to eat sweets and kheer on that day. We celebrate his appearance because he has come down to help us, to show us what is the right path. And how wonderfully, chivalrously he has become shown how to be a good husband, good son, good father to his sons, good king, ideal king. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.